Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Welcome to TIP2B Finance, where I'm joined by Steve Larratt, who's a share research business analyst at ShareTalk. How are you today, Steve?
I'm not too bad, Zach. Busy day, but typical Friday.
Okay, well, let's get into the stocks that you're following today. What's going on?
Well, two I want to highlight from this week's sort of news, if you like. And the first one's called Abzena, A-B-Z-A, the ticker. And they provide technology and complementary services to sort of the pharmaceutical world. So they're working in conjunction with companies, academics groups all over the world, and they've got what they consider to be sort of the top 20 biopharmaceutical companies on board. Now, with what they're doing at the moment, they've got 12 antibodies which have been created using the technologies, and they're being progressed through to sort of clinical trials and developments. Now, looking at the sort of financials of the company, there's a very low free float of shares, and they've got directors holding Invesco, Woodford and Touchstone. Combined, they own around about 70% of the shares in circulation. And revenues-wise, they're in profit year on year. And the long-term chart, though, doesn't show that sort of story. It's very much on a downtrend. Now, over the last sort of 5 years, that doesn't look good. However, this week they've announced a major deal has taken place, and simply put, two parties, one called Bioverative, and they're going to pay $400 million up front, and then $425 million in milestone payments, and they're going to acquire the assets in a company called True North Therapeutics. Now, they own the worldwide rights to one of Abzena's products called TNT-009. Obviously not a James Bond type figure there, but the product is the first in their class, and it's to treat a disease called cold agglutinin disease, which is abbreviated to CAD. Now, that one drug alone forms a very small part of their product portfolio, too many to list obviously and talk about here, but go have a look at the website and you'll see how many sort of products that they've got there. But this one product, they basically got the status of being able to develop it in America, and they basically got a registration program going on now. But the initial study, it was only done on six people, but for those six people that were put on this drug, it meant that they didn't have to go through sort of invasive procedures, blood transfusions, and all of these sort of other associated issues there. So those six people, six out of six, it worked absolutely brilliant. So again, it's a very early stage with this product, but they're already putting those sort of figures on those sort of products.
So, and of course, the market cap at the moment just around £80 million. So it's not exactly,
yes,
it's a minnow, isn't it, this company?
Very much so. But same as a lot of companies out there, there's market caps of a similar sort of value, if you like, but they might only have one product that they might be bringing to market, whereas this company has got a multitude, and that one, just that one orphan sort of drug, could obviously transform the company there.
So it's one of those asymmetrical situations, just need to get it right once, and
yes,
everything else will fall into place, let's say.
And again, they're in profit, so hopefully it isn't like a lot of minnows on AIM, where they might need to potentially do a massive fundraising. So very proactive board of directors.
Okay, next situation.
Right, second one is one that I'm involved in, and again, ShareTalk have done an interview with them this week, is Macango Resources. Now, they originally came to the AIM market back in June last year, and it was basically a mixed portfolio of assets on the books. The main project has been around the Songwe Hill project, which is based in Malawi, and they've had historic data, and they again thoroughly proved it up, and they've been able to output a value on the sort of rare earth elements there, and that was done via a pre-feasibility study, NPV of $345 million, IRR at 37%, and mining at just under 3,000 tons per year. They put an 18-year mining life in place. Now, at the end of last year, they entered into an agreement with a company called Noble, and they're effectively a broker for the sector of rare earth elements, and they connect the user through to the people that are obviously going to extract the mineral, and then through to the end user. Now, they've been there now for several months, so there'll be a deal coming up and happening. Question mark on that. However, they've been put in place to obviously provide further direction and guidance to the company. So, but of interest is this week's news that came out from Tumbani. Now, upon listing, the Tumbani had basically a load of hand-grabbed samples of uranium. Now, work done since the listing was airborne data, geophysical data, radiometric surveys done on the ground, and geological mapping. Now, that work identified that the anomalies were there, and they've basically gone out of their way now to actually start proving up a resource. Now, the surveys done this week actually confirmed that what they were seeing in the air versus what's on the ground is actually true. And they've basically identified the anomalies. One's measuring 3 by 1.5 kilometres, and the second one's 1.5 kilometres by about 400 metres wide.
Right, but Steve, we're just out of time, but could you just a final celebratory announcement you've got under your sleeve?
Indeed. One of our sort of guests, speakers, compares at our Cardiff event, and a charity that we've sort of announced and follow, is a gentleman called Jeff Smith, also known as Big Moose, and his expedition for Everest at 53 has this morning been announced as successful. So a very well done to him, gone against great adversity in his life, and shows that things can be done no matter what stage of life you are and whatever hardships and struggles you've gone through.
Indeed. Steve Larratt, Share Research Business Analyst at Share Talk, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for your time.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.